Hey guys, welcome back to the Tarot Case Files podcast. Okay, I know I totally missed Wednesday, but as some of you guys know, I've been just trying to do the Lord's work and get these readings out, okay? And plus, I need to sleep, okay? But yes, so we are back. It's Friday afternoon when I am recording this. It's a beautiful day. So probably after this, I'm going to go jog and pass out in the road and hope someone comes to save me, okay? But yes, so today's podcast, of course, we're going to look at some more predictions that will be coming up. And I also will look into the energy whenever it comes to life after the coronavirus. Okay, this is not going to be a fully extensive reading. I'm just going to hit on bits and pieces. I may possibly think about doing a full video on my YouTube. So if you guys want me to do a full video on my YouTube, go ahead and give me a heart, a thumbs up, whatever the button is that you get to push to like it. Okay. Give me one of those and I will see about putting that up on my YouTube channel. But I'm not, of course, you guys know I'm not going to keep you long because I know we got couches to sit on and people not to see. So let's see what we have coming up in terms of the predictions for the world. Okay. I did pick up something revolving around Native Americans. So I'm not sure if it's about the preservation or anything of that nature, but that will be coming up again. Whenever some of you guys, if you are used to my predictions at this point, you know that my predictions can totally be timeless. Sometimes they may happen in a few hours and sometimes it may possibly take a few years. But as long as the train comes, it doesn't matter. Okay. But also, specifically, I got the word destruction. Of course, you guys know I'm going to get it in bits and pieces. So take your notes, write it down and try to piece it together because I'm going to have to work on this after I get done as well. But I am getting the nature of destruction, but I specifically got it tied to companies. I got the number. I got 50. So there will either be 50 more companies / businesses that I feel like are falling under the realm of destruction. And these are the I did get initials. Okay. So I got M as in Mary, T as in Tom, C as in Charlie, V as in Victor, R as in Robert. Those were the initials that came through whenever it was tied to destruction. Okay. And an S just came through just now. So now we have 6 initials on the board. So yeah, those. It's like 50 more companies are coming down, or this may even be CEOs, people in higher ups that have possibly been there for 20 plus years. These people in these particular companies could actually be stepping down off of their post in the matter of 8 weeks or 8 months, or definitely by the month of August. So get the CNN app on your phone and we're going to see what's going to shake. Okay. But another thing as well, I got Russia and Thailand. Okay, these could be two separate messages, but they came together as a group. So I'm not exactly sure what they have going on, but Russia and Thailand came through. I got Russia times Thailand. Okay, something about landmines. I haven't heard about landmines in a month of Mondays. Okay, so I don't know. I don't know what that's about. But again, we'll just have to play this one by ear. It looks like Donald Trump actually made a test positive for the coronavirus based off of what my ancestors' angel said. Now, of course, I could possibly be off. I know there's a Donald Trump Jr. So who knows? Again, we're going to play this one by ear. For all you gamers or you parents who have kids that like to game or you have partners that like to game, Xbox will be coming out with something seems like completely different. So we will see what that's going to be about. Also, I picked up fish again, which we've been talking about for the last could be a couple months, 2 months. Okay. But another thing as well, I did get something about Vincent Van Gogh tied to the Natural History Museum again. Okay, I'm getting bits and pieces. Okay, so these are breadcrumbs and I'm going to have to follow the trail later on whenever I get a moment to think about this some more. Okay, Volvo, I'm not sure what companies fall under the Volvo hat. I'm not sure if that's Volkswagen as well. I don't know. Manufacturer issues without a pause in my spirit is happening now or they will be happening. Okay. So it couldn't, the timing could not be more impeccable at this point when it comes to that. So again, in case you didn't hear me, unless you have a Volvo, okay, so maybe you need to listen. Having issues, manufacturer issues, okay? So yeah, again, we'll have to see how that plays out. I mean, I don't know if they're stopping production all the way whenever it comes to cars and things like that. Maybe that's what it is. But yeah. Now, this one was interesting. What I just got channeled was Japan is not really sure about these Olympics, period, even whenever it comes to next year. So I got something around 2 years. So I'm not sure if they are possibly trying to push that narrative in a way where they want to push this back another year. But they definitely, for some reason, Japan is not sharing something when it comes to the Olympics. And it seems like something that they don't necessarily want to do. So it is possible that these, something about 2 years. So this could get pushed back 2 years. So even though they may say 2021, it may get pushed back again. So again, this is going to be something that we're going to have to play by ear. I'm really interested to see what that is going to play out to be. Okay, so enough with the predictions. Okay, so let us see what is going to happen whenever it comes to the coronavirus situation. Okay, but first, listen to this short message. Okay, guys, so let's get into this energy when it comes to life after the coronavirus. Again, this is going to be short and sweet. I'm not going to sit up here and talk like it's a sermon in church because I got stuff to do. You got stuff to do and whatever, you know. So let's see what we have going on hithereth. What's coming up? Life after the coronavirus. Okay, first word, sad. That's terrible. Not good. Yeah, sadness. Sadness. Hold on. I almost, my cards almost took a tumble, so I had to catch them. Okay, yeah. So from what I'm seeing here, there will definitely be a lot of losses whenever it comes to the financial front. Okay. And I'm getting divorces, which I think I already talked about that before in one of my other videos. But really, we're coming to a time where a lot of people will be feeling, I'm getting depression, anxiety. A lot of these emotions are coming up whenever it comes to life after the coronavirus because of the fact that a lot of people be feeling like they have a lack of support whenever it comes to, just life in general. So you will see people isolate themselves more. Okay. Also, I am getting this energy here as well. I see people deciding to go back to marriages or go back to partnerships or things like that just for financial reasons. Maybe not necessarily just because you love them, but financially speaking, it makes more sense because the economy will take a bigger hit than what people are anticipating. Right now, it's trying to be downplayed, like everything is just going to be able to go back to normal. But this may be a situation that may even take almost up to 5 years to really just fix itself based off of what has happened. Okay. I also am getting the word rejection. The healthcare system is going to be, I feel like I'm going to be in a way completely different, especially whenever it comes to like insurance and things of that nature, specifically Medicaid. So it seems like Medicaid may even possibly take a little bit of a hit after this coronavirus situation. Okay, after this pandemic, something about Medicaid is coming through very loudly. Medicaid, housing, things like that, especially whenever it comes to low-income families, that program or those programs or things like that is going to be different. There's going to be different ramifications. There's going to be different guidelines. So for those of you that are involved, dip into those programs, I'm just saying you need to be aware, be mindful. And SSI just came through as well, okay? something about nursing homes, nursing, there may be nursing home closures that may be coming up, especially those that have been hit really bad whenever it comes to this coronavirus. I don't necessarily feel like they're going to be able to survive. So people who have parents, elders, even possibly friends in nursing homes, I feel like quite a few of them, I mean, who knows, it may not necessarily be that many, but some of them definitely will close. So I almost like, I see senior citizens or elderly or people who are sick and things like that having to come back, having to like move back in with someone due to some type of closure that is happening. What is this? It just came through. Oh, we'll have to come back to it because that one's being kind of vague. But yeah, I get a lot of escapism is coming through. So I see that from what I've been realizing, alcohol has been going up quite a bit. Alcohol sales, toxicities, things like that will actually continue to go up because I see the energy here of escapism. So a lot of people will be trying to find ways to escape after this whole pandemic is over, because again, I feel like a lot more will be coming out whenever it comes to deaths and whenever it comes to the coronavirus. Okay. But specifically, whatever these toxicities are, something about painkillers is coming through as well. So I know in some states it has possibly been an issue and they've got it under control to a certain extent, but now I feel like that will be happening again. So yeah. So again, and I feel like a lot of this is happening because a lot of people don't necessarily know how to adjust, or simply just that. It's simply a matter of not knowing where to turn to. That's another thing as well. It's not just adjusting. It's not knowing where to turn to, but also a lot of these resources that people turn to whenever it comes to getting help. It always makes me think of like pantries and things like that. That seems like it's going to be different. So if some people go to pantries or certain volunteer areas to get help whenever it comes to groceries and things like that, that something around that is going to change as well. Body shaming is going to come up again. I don't know why that's coming up for life after coronavirus. And for some reason, body shaming is coming up again. It's almost like because people are isolating themselves, now people are going to have more time to just be nitpicky over every little thing. So that whole, I mean, it was already an issue, but I almost feel like it's going to start to get a little bit worse. So in that even makes me think that some people may be turning to extreme measures whenever it comes to these toxicities or escapism. Yeah. The truth is still going to be revealed. The truth will still be concealed whenever it comes to where this virus initially started from. Of course, some of you guys that heard my first podcast, you know what I had to say in regards to that. So my ancestors, my angels are still leaning towards that particular area of where this virus came from. But I also feel like that truth will actually be found out, but it's going to be concealed to us, to the public. So there's going to be a lot of stuff being thrown around, speculations, whenever it comes to where it came from. But that truth is never going to come out. Okay. Not from what I'm getting here. Yeah, and the tower card came out in reverse. That almost makes me think about what I was just talking about, businesses having a hard time keeping afloat, especially I'm actually getting there will actually maybe a few Fortune 500 companies are going to be on this list when it comes to being impacted once this whole pandemic starts to slow down. It's not going to completely go away. It's going to slow down. Okay. Something about the military, okay, there may actually be some type of military action, something tied to the military will be happening once this coronavirus situation, life after coronavirus, something about the military is coming through. Okay, the fool, yeah. But It's in reverse. Technology, something revolving around social media is going to take a hit. Something about Facebook just came through. So we'll have to play that by ear. So with that being said, I think Facebook owns Instagram now or something like that. Or they've owned them maybe since like could be early 2000s. So that's coming through. But the rules, the nature of social media is going to change as well. Money and things like that that have been made via social media, in terms of lump sum of money, in terms of people pretty much doing nothing and making money. Okay, I'm not going to knock it, but now the rules have changed. That's not going to be easily accessible anymore like it used to be in this last decade. That's definitely going to take a hit, going to take a plunge. Okay. Something about power plants, electricity, issues with electricity, possibly even issues with Wi-Fi and things like that will be coming through as well. Okay. Oddly enough, it's weird that I just said problems with social media, and I've been kind of like going back and forth if I should pull my what's the name off of YouTube and I just write it, because, you know, you guys thoroughly seem to enjoy when I write my predictions and stuff like that. So I'm thinking about it. Okay. I might have to just, I don't know. We'll talk about that later. but yes, let's look at the Fool in reverse. One of these countries after the coronavirus will actually have a blackout when it comes to their power, when it comes to their electricity. I'm not really getting the USA, but there will be some country that will have a blackout when it comes to power. Maybe later on when I take a step back, you know, it will give me more information when it comes to that, more details. So that, I mean, some of you guys who saw my live possibly, saw my live possibly maybe a few weeks ago. No, week before last. You guys know that I did mention something about this influx of people coming on YouTube. They came in on the wrong wave. I'm not knocking their creativity at all, but that's why I said before, need to find another way, because something is not going to uphold. We already talked about the whole nature of YouTube going forward. So you can believe what you want to believe, and that's fine. Okay. Again, this is all speculation. Okay. And it's for entertainment purposes only. So you don't have to listen to it. but let me clarify this Fool in reverse, because now I'm intrigued. This might be the most action I get all day. Clarify the Fool in reverse. Clarify the Fool in reverse. Yeah. Two of Cups. Okay. Partnerships will be dissolving whenever it comes to these companies who team up. So like these people who do mergers or anything like that. Because I'm getting that a lot of these social media platforms actually may end up merging into, it's like merging with other companies, other platforms to make one big thing. So a lot of mergers will be happening, especially on the technology and social media area, because a lot of these companies won't be able to withstand on their own. So they're going, so contracts are highlighted. Okay. But also people who are in the field of counseling, life coaching, or therapy, psychologists, good for you. This is going to be a good way for you to come in on. So if you went to school for psychology or anything of that nature, this will actually be, in a sense, this will work to your benefit, because again, people will be isolating themselves more. So more people will be looking for clarity and things of that nature. And, but it's going to be, again, what is it? It almost makes me think of like the yellow pages and the Rolodex and stuff like that making a comeback in its own way, because the way that you will be finding people on social media will start to change. It won't be as easy, I guess. You know, I'm trying to find the words here. So yes. Quite a few social media companies are going to dissolve without a pause. Okay. Again, Facebook was the first. I'm not saying Facebook is going to dissolve. I don't know. It may not. But yeah, who knows what they've bought. Okay. Mm, yeah. Also, okay, we just got the Four of Cups in reverse. A lot of regrets. A lot of people thinking that they can. It seems like it's going to be a time period where a lot of people will be stuck in reverse in terms of, oh, if only we can go back to 5 years ago. You can't go back. This is the new way of doing things. This is the new way of the world. You can't go back even if you decided to break a toe, a finger, your foot, poke your eyeballs out. It doesn't matter what body parts you want to give over to go back. You ain't going back. And that's going to be another thing as well that may definitely end up leading to depression, because I'm just really getting this vibe of just being depressive. So like I said, those of you who maybe want to, I'm pretty sure you can still possibly go online for school. So those of you that possibly want to go online and do therapy or get your therapy degree and stuff like that, please do, because the world is going to need you, okay? For clarity, yeah, okay? And again, like I said, the travel industry will change, which I think I already said this before. Travel industry, things revolving around visas and stuff like that will change. That will not be the same. Okay, so what's the word I'm looking for? So possibly the processes when it comes to passports, visas, green cards, all that stuff will definitely be different. Okay, they actually may be working on this right now behind the scenes, or they actually will start working on this in the month of June. It's the airline industries. There it is. So Six of Swords came up upright. So that's flight attendants, pilots, the travel industry, but also software. I already said it. Software, technology, I already called it. It came through again. Okay, quality control, import, export. It's not going to be as plentiful as it was. And a lot of this is because what I say, the healthcare system, the ways whenever it comes to just health period will be changing. And of course, everybody will be too afraid to catch anything. So I don't know if some of you guys have import export businesses or things like that. I'm not saying that everybody will be affected, but again, it's going to be different. Yeah. There will start to be a lot more traveling to places by car. So international travel may not definitely be as plentiful as it was in the past. And again, these are the precautions that will now be set in place for the next 5 years. Could go on longer than that. Could even possibly go as far as 25 years from now. Now, I already said it, real estate will do well, okay? Yeah. So the airline industries, whenever it comes to airline companies, I don't necessarily feel like that they will be being completely, I don't see any companies like backing off or closing, but I'm getting like this energy of like the airline industries putting restrictions when it comes to travel, but they're like, it'll be in the fine print. So some of you guys going forward, if you're booking trips and stuff like that to certain places, make sure that you read the fine print now when it comes to airline industries buying your plane tickets, because if you don't read the fine print and you try to get your refund back, it ain't gonna happen. Because you didn't read the fine print. Okay. The trucking industry in terms of transporting goods, I feel like will be fine. But there won't be enough people in the trucking industry, like truck drivers and stuff like that. There won't be enough. So there may be some type of courses or something like that, that they may pretty much dang near giveaway for free, because they're looking for people to do that. Now, some of these airline companies will be hanging on by the skin of their teeth. Virgin Atlantic. Okay. That was the Virgin Atlantic, something with the, and then there's another airline in, and there's another airline company with the letter E. I don't know, because I keep it simple. Okay, I stick with the same three, so I don't know. But some of you guys may know, of course, if you're in, of course, different countries have different airline companies. I'm going to lie, these airline industries, you're giving me shady, 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 shady. So if you are possibly a flight attendant, yeah, your contracts actually may get up, may end up getting modified by some sort of way. So again, we'll have to play that one by ear. So we're going to pull one more card and then we're going to be off this because, like I said, I may decide to do a full out reading, but I'm still undecided at this point because this is definitely going to take some time and all the, there's going to be a lot of changes happening. So that's why I say, if you're not good at adjusting, if you're not good when it comes to change, you may struggle a little bit. Okay. Change and learning to adjust is literally going to be your best friend during this time. You're going to have to, that's the only way you're going to be able to make it through, you know? The hair industry, hair and beauty industry is going to be different as well. Especially whenever it comes to coming in contact with people. Again, we're going to have to play this one by ear. Yeah, I said divorces. Divorces just came through again. But it could be divorces in terms of people that were thinking about getting divorced, turn around and cancel it. Because again, financially speaking, someone may realize or people may start to realize that, you know, I can't do this. I'm not going to be able to do this on my own. So it's better for me to stay even if I'm not happy. So I'm just putting that out there. Okay. Yeah. Oh, what's the word I'm looking for? Domestic disputes. I kind of feel like I'm getting a lot of downsizing will be going on as well whenever it comes to houses, people living in, you know, people living in a certain type of house and stuff like that. Now it's beyond their means. Now people are downsizing. I wouldn't even be surprised if people start to move back in with family. So you may start to see, you know, you may start to see more situations where a lot of people in the same family are living in the same house. Okay, just being honest. But again, if you think about it, that would make sense because financially speaking, everybody puts their money together. It doesn't become as big of a financial burden. Okay, again, like I said, I also get people will be trying to like move to different countries. I'm not saying it's just the United States. It's other countries as well where people will be wanting to like change their lives to move to another country because they don't like the restrictions that are being put on them because it's coming, especially the government. I guess got the word sanctions or something like that. Yeah, so we're, again, I've said it before, I'm going to say it again. We're coming into the time of the family. We're coming into the time of the married couple. So I'm not saying that everybody's marriage is going to be like terrible or anything like that, but I'm seeing now people are going to be more open whenever it comes to being married. People are going to be more open in terms of blasting their marriages and partners and stuff like that all over the place. So people on the side, third parties, you may be out of a job. but yeah, that's exactly what's going to happen because I see a lot of settling down. So it takes me, I ain't going to lie to you, it takes me back to the 50s. They just said 1950s. So it seems like not going back to that time period all the way, but in terms of the family dynamic, going back to the 50s. Okay. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. And it also seems like that there will be new people in positions whenever it comes to companies. These people who are selfless, very selfless, always trying to put other people first and stuff like that. I mean, not, you know, those type of people will start to possibly make a rise towards the top whenever it comes to being head of companies and things like that. Again, like I said, the people who can adjust to humanity, who people who understand humanity, who pretty much, you know, are those people where they are connected to humanity, where they feel for what other people have to go through. Those are the type of people that the universe wants now, because we spent the last 15 years putting these knuckleheads in power who don't give a shit about you or anything that you come with. So they got to go. Not all of them. I would say probably 70%. That may be pushing it, but 70% of them got to go. Period. Okay. So yeah, it's judgment day. That's what I said. It is judgment day. More pregnancies as well. But yeah, like I said, that's enough. Okay. Like I said, I will think about it. I will meditate on that. Not really. I will see how I feel tomorrow. If I will do a full reading on life after the coronavirus, it's very interesting. But to the little people who feel like they don't matter, little people who you are being who you are because that's who you are and people don't like it, good for you. I can't wait to see what you're going to do. Because everybody else who all they care about is themselves, I don't know what the hell you're going to do because you're going to have to do something. Don't try to pretend to care either, because that's not going to help either. Okay. So, guys, thank you for listening to the podcast. Okay. I'm going to be on time this week. Okay. But see ya.